Here's the 0-1. And a drive to left center field, hit deep to the track, to the wall, and clear the deck. Cannonball coming. Key Brian Hayes, his second home run of the season. Pirates are on the board. It's 3-1.
And that's all he's done as far as the power goes, and that's all he'll do for the Pirates in 2025 and beyond. It's over. The Key Brian Hayes era. The first, quote-unquote, big contract that Ben Cherington handed out among the three guys who got long-term deals. Hayes, Keller, and Reynolds. Hayes is now done. He's shipped off to the Reds at the 50-minute mark, brought to you. I already did that. With temperatures right now in Latrobe for Steelers training camp in the 80s. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. He is gone, and now he's off to Cincinnati. And here's what the Pirates are getting back in the deal. Per Jeff Passan, two players. One guy you've absolutely heard of if you're a baseball fan, and that is reliever Taylor Rogers. Not to be confused with his twin brother Tyler, who pitched against the Pirates last night with the Giants. He has been a pitch for Milwaukee for a short time. He's been in the big leagues for 10 years. He is in the final year of a contract with the Reds, and now the Pirates paying him $12 million. So he's actually making more money than Hayes is right now.
But that final year of the deal thing means he won't be making it for long.
And they also get a prospect, Sammy Stafura, a shortstop who's at single-A, told shortstop, who is hitting .262. High on base percentage, .393. He walks a lot.
Oh, they're doing Moneyball again.
.393, four homers, 48 RBIs in 88 games. He was not on the Reds' top 30 prospect list.
They're getting off the salary here.
They dumped the salary.
That's it. He was due $7 million over the next two seasons each year, then $8 million over the next two after that, and then they had a team option on Key Brian Hayes, did the Pirates, for $12 million. With a $6 million buyout attached to it in 2030. Okay, so that's the next 5 years. This was, he's due $30 million for sure, $36 million no matter what, because that's the buyout.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting out of there. We're bailing. And he stunk as a hitter. And the Reds, the funny thing is, we all assumed they would dump him to a team like the Yankees till they made a trade, obviously, to get McMahon from the Rockies and fill that need. We all assumed it would be a deep-pocketed team that would take on a no-hit, all-glove third baseman at a power... So it's a power infield spot?
Yep.
No. It's a team in your division in a comparably sized market.
Hold on here.
Hold on, what?
I just got a text from one of our loyal listeners. I actually have to take back what I said. I made a mistake. Stafura actually is... How about this? He is a Reds top 10 prospect.
So what the hell was the disparity there? How did we...
Because they already moved him to the Pirates page.
Yes, the Confluence has told him, has now tweeted us and said he's number 9 on the Reds
list. He's number 9.
All right, so maybe he is a Moneyball man.
So they got a Reds top 10 prospect. And I've got another text here that says, don't be surprised if Rogers never pitches for the Pirates.
Oh, if they
get immediately flipped in another deal.
That sucks for Bucko Auction House because you need a total number of trades to happen here. I don't care about whether the if they immediately flip Rogers, I'm going to be livid.
That's what this says.
All right, I have to do one thing then here, and that's it's still, I think, mostly to get the salary out of there. Majority. Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't.
To their credit, if you are flipping salary off the books, getting somebody that I see our old pal Shelby Cassesi is saying he was the Reds' 15th ranked prospect. I've seen 9th elsewhere. There's going to be disparities in these things based on which service you're using.
Yes.
Getting somebody who's around that top 10 or 12 is a hell of a lot better than a guy outside their top 30. So I have to walk that back and say they might have got an interesting player, but you know what? You know what else Ben Cherington has stockpiled during his tenure here? Middle infielders with maybe a projectable trait who don't pan out into anything.
Yeah.
So if the guy's major, if the old Moneyball bit here is he gets on base, and Jonah Hill's saying he gets on base, what is he, 20 already in A-ball?
Yes.
Not great.
Not bad either,
though. Not terrible, but not great. He's hitting .262. He's drawing a lot of walks. Okay.
I think the bottom line here is Key Brian Hayes was an awful hitter with the Pirates. 233 last year, four homers, only played 96 games.
That's my real worry. That's my real worry here, is that he goes to Cincinnati and hits.
Well, if he's ever going to hit, it's going to be there.
Yes, because it's a bandbox.
It's easy to hit home runs to left field, and he's a right-handed hitter.
It's easy to hit home runs anywhere there.
But, yeah, and he's in a better lineup. The Reds have, for the most part, been in the upper half of run-scoring teams this year. They don't have like a ton of big-name guys beyond De La Cruz, but it is a ballpark that is... You're right. It's
a hitter's park. It's one of the friendliest hitter parks in the entire big leagues.
Correct.
Maybe the friendliest.
I mean, it's not Coors Field, but...
non-mountain division.
And I think, just from the things I've heard, Hayes, I think, resented the Pirates. And I think he feels like some of his struggles here are related to the team at large.
Like they screwed him up?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
hold on. Just because now I'm getting very fired up.
Because remember the story?
He
consulted with his own, with the AA hitting coach.
Then
when
they
he was
fired
in the majors
the coach,
and they got rid
John,
of the guy.
John Nunnally.
Yep.
Then he hired him, and they didn't block him, according to their side of the story, from hiring him on the side to work with him.
But that didn't make him a better hitter.
Right.
So the Nunnally effect or factor wore off.
Which is just like what we heard. Didn't Deion say the Pirates were going to go back to their team-oriented hitting approach and not the mandated hitting approach when they went in the tank for three
games? They were going to go rogue after they got swept in Seattle and start doing it their way.
Yes, and then
their
offense
was
even
worse. Kansas City and Minnesota.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hayes might have some gripes here. His dad and his brother were very vocal in their annoyance with this, that, or the other thing. At some, you got a big contract, you got an amount of money that might not be crazy in baseball terms, but for your overall performance was a lot. Like, I'm not going to be too sympathetic to Key Brian Hayes, man. At some point, there's got to be some ownership on his part of, I'd never hit here other than my very first debut in the major leagues. I've had constant back problems. I'm not going to talk about that as if it's his fault.
Yep.
But, like, you are what you are at this point. I don't think the Pirates telling you that they are firing the hitting coach you liked is some mortal sin against the team, especially when they let you keep working with him just out of your own pocket.
It also shows that they did not really care about the gold glove, platinum glove play at third. Because if they did, they would say, okay, paying him $7 million to play elite defense is worth it. What they ended up doing was trading him in the division. So they were fed up with him, or they were tired of it. They also, you can conclude from this, thought that he wasn't going to ever figure it out.
When did they ink that deal with him? That was like right before, right at around opening day in what,
2021?
So after his little COVID explosion season where he just comes right out of the gate hitting like, you know, like a gold glover and a MVP candidate. 1124 OPS feels like a fever dream.
Well, that you've said many times that season shouldn't count.
Well, just it was clear that it was kind of a farce for
him. Of course.
It was the best you were ever going to see him hit. His OPS has only been good, I would say, objectively, one other year, and that was 23, where he got torrid at the end of the year to salvage that season. Otherwise, he's never hit. He's just never hit.
The contract was consummated on April 7th, 2022.
Okay, so he had already had the comeback to earth, and they were betting on him.
Yep. That's why they got him for somewhat of a bargain.
And for
a compromise deal.
April, so I'll just say the entirety of the 2022 season. Under this new contract, cumulatively, he hit .248 with a .299 on base percentage, so he couldn't even draw walks. A .353 slugging percentage. I'm willing to bet I could find you some pitchers who slugged it better. And a .651 OPS. And you know what? The thing that, again, I'll point back to is a team in a comparably sized market, though, who is a better baseball team, there's no doubt. I'm not, like, dogging the Pirates for making this trade. It didn't even take the New York Yankees or some deep-pocketed team to say we're willing to suck up the salary for a guy who won't
hit. Austin Bechtold, acquiring Taylor Rogers screams David Bednar is getting traded and Rogers will be the closer. Why would you make a 35-year-old with no future
your closer
for the
Santana.
Rest of the year? Or why not see if guys like Majinski or Ashcraft can do the job? That would be dumb.
Yeah, what's...
I don't think it screams Bednar's getting traded.
No.
I mean, it might... They need guys to log innings, and maybe
one doesn't have anything to do with the other, in my opinion.
I mean, maybe they're worried with innings numbers with some of their younger pitchers, but I don't... I mean, if a 35-year-old with no future with the team, or 34-year-old, is getting saves for you and pitching the ninth inning the last 2 months of the season... That is really, really stupid. That goes against what Greg Brown came on the air yesterday and said that would be the thing the team he works for could do that would drive him crazy, is have guys with no future here
just dead
log
enders,
important
logging innings
or get important at-bats.
And he was right to say that. Would you have just either or? So take Rodgers out of the equation. I'm, again, disgusted if they flip him immediately because you're going to win Bucko Auction House for that one. Would you rather have had the following if I could give you these two equivalent things? Guy who's like the 10th rated prospect in the Red system instead of 9th, but what he is a corner outfielder who definitely has a trait that's bad. He strikes out a ton already, but he hits the ball over the fence.
Yes.
Or a middle infielder who might never hit. Thank you.
No, that one.
So as our buddy Adam Gretz said, it's part of this that drives him nuts is Ben Cherington satisfying his desire for more middle infielders that may not hit. He certainly has a type.
Grounded. Diving stop at third. Hayes, long throw to first. Got him with a one hop. Gold glove caliber play again at the hot corner from Key Brian Hayes.
And now that guy is going to Cincinnati. He's a Red. Key Brian Hayes traded for the Reds' 9th-ranked prospect, not a top 100 guy, Sammy Stafura, 20 years old at single-A Dayton, and 34-year-old Taylor Rogers, who's making $12 million this year, which is more than Hayes is making.
But it's only for this year, and he ain't coming back.
He
might not ever pitch.
Never pitch here.
Yep.
Lots of reviews of this trade coming in. 412-928-9370. Malzy is speculating off the air. I don't know why he's not bringing this on the air. That the Reds are going to fix Key Brian Hayes.
I said it. I said I thought they might fix him on the air.
Well, you said it more strongly off the air.
I'll say it this way. We think that Hayes had beef with the Pirates. Terry Francona's got way more juice, respectfully, than Don Kelly. Terry Francona's managed in the World Series and won a World Series. So he's taken multiple teams to a World Series. I also think a guy like Key Brian Hayes, if he really was, and he, his family, they were all fed up with the Pirates for one reason or another, even though the Pirates did give him the contract. I think you would be naturally inclined, if you were in his shoes, to be more open to new ideas at a new team with a manager who has a lot more gravitas. Oh, and by the way, it's probably, and I'm not saying this will all work, I'm just saying this could absolutely like be the confluence of factors here. They're still in the race. It would be very easy, I think, to get a little bit juiced up and to get excited and to maybe have a fresh outlook on work if you got out of the place you hated being, you got to a better team, you, by the way, get to play that team later this year and try to screw them in this,
yeah,
and you're listening to different voices tell you how maybe you can help your own hitting.
Well, if I were Paul Skeens, I'd buy a limousine to have Key Brian Hayes get a ride to the ballpark to hit in the lineup, because I think he would be an easy automatic out every time. I mean, I'm inclined to agree with Adam Crowley, who's calling you an idiot.
Oh, he is?
Adam Crowley, Great American Small Park, ain't turning that guy into a good hitter. Balco ain't turning that guy into a good hitter, says Crowley.
Did he say, an idiot, though?
You?
I think the answer, or are you just stirring crap up?
He's subtweeting you right now.
Now, see, I like subtweeting people, so I know a good one when I see it.
Jack Hillgrove, the grandson of the great Bill Hillgrove, who you hear on The Fan, hates this trade. A shortstop prospect that's older and not as good as the one you already have? Yeah, man.
I mean, you can run this through a very specific filter. Were you sick of watching Key Brian Hayes not hit for the Pirates?
Yes.
Hand up, yes. Do you trust Ben Cherington to trade at a lunch table pretzels for chips? No.
No, but... but the more important thing is you freed up that position.
Well, what are they? You
and
freed
we don't
up the,
have we don't have to watch like you can actually get a better player than Key Brian Hayes there now, which is
okay.
Not
you
hard
also
to do.
Okay. Well, it requires you possibly to spend some money. What do you do with the $7 or $8 million you're going to save on average?
Find a third baseman for $7 or $8 million who's better than Key Brian Hayes, which shouldn't be hard.
Okay. What? Go tell me who are guys who would be available as free agents. You actually
I don't know
this,
Chris.
Stuff.
I don't actually know this.
Do you
off
trust
the top
that they're
going right
to spend the money that they saved on players that are going to make next year's team hopefully better? That's another question you have to ask yourself here. I'm getting the YouTube commenters who I love, and there's a nice lively chat, are saying, I can't believe you're not on board with this, Malzy. I am.
No, you're not. You're saying Hayes is going to revitalize his career with the Reds.
I didn't want him to be here. It's an overall like take on my cynicism about everything that this franchise touches that's not named Paul Skeens
right
now. Yes,
but you're implying that Hayes is going to find his bat in Cincinnati, which I vehemently disagree with.
I'm implying that I have misgivings about like the Pirates being able to get the best out of him and the Reds maybe doing a better job. Maybe. I also want to know, okay, we know now that you don't have $7 million on the books for next year, the year after, and then $8 million the 2 years individually after that. How does that money get spent? Who are you going to make? And like, what are you going to do to augment the team? Paul Skene's going to hit arbitration.
Yes.
So is
not,
that is
not
going
next
to the,
year?
I know, but is it going to start going into the Paul Skene's arbitration fund? That's not making your team better. That's paying to do business. That's cost of doing business.
Noah Hyles says Key Brian Hayes will fill, Jared Triolo
oh,
will
cool.
fill.
Cool, a guy with an even worse
Key Brian
bat.
Hayes' spot at third.
Hey,
yes.
Pirates fans, if you like a guy with all glove, no hit at third base, do we have a change for you?
Here is Dave to lead us off here on this topic. Hello, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, as a Pirate fan, the worst thing to watching Hayes the last 2 years would be to watch him for the next 5 years. So I wish him the best, but I'm glad he's gone.
Do you wish him the best, though? I feel like you don't.
I don't wish him the best because he plays for the Reds. Why the hell would I want someone for Cincinnati to play well?
Well, he's actually good for us because he's an automatic out when we play him.
That's I feel.
I don't think they'll fix him.
Malzi thinks so because he trusts Tito Francona in the ballpark there.
Oh, maybe he's right. I doubt it, though. I mean,
well, he's been wrong before. Thank you, Dave.
From Chalk Hill.
I don't know where that is. Should
I? In between Uniontown and like Nemacolin.
Here's Martin next. Hello, Martin.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Marty.
I think it's a terrible trade. You're getting a 20-year-old A player and a 34-year-old reliever who's not going to be here next year. What is good about this trade?
You don't have Key Brian Hayes anymore.
And you're going to put a guy that's worse than Key Brian Hayes.
No, you're not. Base. You can find a guy off the scrap
heap. He needs Triolo right this second.
Okay. Well, big picture, you're going to find somebody that's better than two homers and a .236 average to play third base.
As long as they'll spend the money. I mean,
you don't have to spend a lot of money to find a third baseman who can hit better than that.
That doesn't mean they're going to, though.
But you guys talk about $7-8 million like it's a lot of money. That's nothing in baseball.
I know it's not.
We know it's not, but I'm also doing this on the scale of what they operate under.
I'm also doing it under the scale of the bar being set low by Key Brian Hayes and it not being too hard or too expensive to find somebody better.
I think they don't have an identity. If you're going to go with pitching, you better go with defense.
Oh, who cares about third base defense? Give me a break on that. Okay, Brooks Robinson played 60 friggin' years ago.
Well, he also had 3,000 hits.
Okay, because he played for a long time, hit for no power.
Brooks Robinson?
Yes. What's his career high in homers, Malzi, in a season?
Brooks Robinson hit 20-plus home runs. Hold on. One, two, three, six separate times.
All right.
Would you like to walk that one back or no?
I just did. He's a deserving member of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
How many years would it take Key Brian Hayes to hit 20 home runs?
Heat death of the universe would happen before he'd get there.
Really? Because I thought you just said in Cincinnati you think he might find his power stroke.
I said might. You're saying will. You are conflating two terms that don't actually mean
yes,
the same thing.
Yes, the correct answer should be it won't happen because he's not a good hitter.
Again, I feel like I have to repeat myself here.
Well,
much of this is derived from my incredible amount of cynicism about this franchise's player development and everything that goes into it.
Honestly, if he does hit there over the next 2 months, then Cherington does have to absolutely get fired. If he really is teetering, like Noah Hyles said yesterday, and it could go either way, we're not going to know what happens with this Tafura kid because he's years away. Who cares about a 34-year-old middle reliever that you got? If Hayes just goes to Cincinnati and the light switch and the light bulb goes on, that would be an unbelievably damning thing. That would be the kind of thing that gets any general manager who's on the hot seat fired. It should.
I would agree with that. There are also people saying, I'm with Pony on this, Hayes' bat stinks. So I guess they're with you on the idea that he definitely will not hit there in Cincy. But like to be very clear, I'm perfectly happy that they traded him. I was sick of watching him, and I was sick of his family tweeting about him all the time.
Here, how about the guy who goes by Platinum Hayes? Is he going to have to change his moniker now?
Go make it Platinum Triolo.
Here's Abraham next. Hello, Abraham.
Hey, fellas. I don't know if you can hear me yet.
No, we hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Actually, can you speak up a little bit?
Well, I'll try and keep it a radio tone.
Thank you.
I'm not sure where my phone's at. I'm 100% happy with the trade. The Sunflower Kid is gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The guy that was eating sunflower seeds while play was still going on. Yeah, good point.
Well, maybe they got Bailey Falter for Mr. Cell Phone, so maybe they'll get it. Maybe this Stafura guy or whatever is going to be a useful player.
You guys know I'm a big body language guy. I thought the guy's body language was constantly horrible. If you could watch somebody and determine just from the way they carried themselves, does this individual want to play for this team, yes or no? You could easily come to the conclusion that he never wanted to be here.
Unfortunately, you could do that for a lot of Pirates players, it seems. How would you describe my body language pre-show most days?
Not bad. Depends like what, you know, what world event or thing going on in your personal life is grinding your gears or getting under your skin. Would you agree with that, Dom?
Why are you asking Dom?
Yes, I would.
Because Dom's been prepping with us a lot lately.
Also, I'm being told by people, Pony, that you referred to Bill Hillgrove as the late, great Bill Hillgrove.
Oh,
he is great, but he's not late.
Did I really do that? No.
It went right under my glove.
Oh, no.
We're talking about third base.
Oh,
I didn't make
it
on corner there.
I killed Bill Hillgrove.
Well, now, given how your predictions usually go or your statements, he'll live to be 120.
Good point. He's going to be Methuselah. All right, we're still 20 minutes away from first pitch. Plenty of time to get your thoughts in on this Key Brian Hayes trade. If you're just finding us, he is heading to the Cincinnati Reds. They found a taker, and they got more than a warm six-pack back. They got the ninth-ranked Reds prospect and a 34-year-old relief pitcher with good numbers who they can probably flip for somebody else in the next 24.
Here's a 1-1, and a swing and a ball hit to Hayes. He fields out a hop and throws on to first to get the out. He somehow was falling on it, backhanded it. It was hit sharply on that short hop. He gloved it and got the out. An extraordinary play by Hayes.
Wow.
And we'll see it again, but this time it'll be in a Reds uniform. Yes, he is a slick defender. He is a worthy Gold Glove winner, but if you could DH for him in the old National League, you might want to DH him and have your pitcher hit. He's been that lousy.
If your pitcher was like Chris Owings or whoever it was, Madison Bumgarner, Mike Hampton back in the day, are you kidding me? You'd absolutely hit your pitcher for him. He stinks offensively.
But you think he could turn it around in Cincinnati?
It's just a complete commentary on how cynical I am about the Pirates player development. That's all that is. I am showing that I like this trade and I'm glad he's gone in a weird way.
I would say in a totally Malzy way, where you say, I like the deal, then the next thing you say is something that rips the deal.
How have you put up with me for this long?
Good question. But Pittsburgh can't get enough. One of the longest tenured afternoon drive hosts in America, the bald man sitting across from me, Chris Mueller. All right, let's get more of your thoughts in this Bucko Minute, 412-928-9370. Here's Mark. Hello, Mark.
I've seen Stafura the last 2 years in Daytona Beach playing the Florida State League, and he's been a huge disappointment. In fact, the Reds drafted two shortstops.
Stafura. He's bad. Yeah. He's been disappointing. He takes a lot of walks down there, though, Mark.
Yeah, but he's batting .262, and if you're repeating low A ball when you're a number two draft choice out of Westchester County, New York, when they give you $4.5 million to sign, it's not a good sign.
Mark, you sound like a guy that's from Westchester County originally.
You're also the guy that's called into our show repeatedly and said that Henry Davis is a ball player, and Henry Davis sucks. I'm not going to take your word on everything. I get things wrong too, but you are a big Henry Davis guy, and Henry Davis blows. The only thing he can do is catch Paul Skeens, which literally any catcher in the world could do.
Well, has Henry Davis had a proper runway in Pittsburgh? Let's be fair about that too.
Yes, he has. Every time he plays, he doesn't hit.
I mean, the guys are become a platoon player. But the other thing real quick is...
So I'm confused. So do you like this deal or not? It sounds like you don't because you think that the Pirates get everything wrong.
Well, no, I like it because it dumps Hayes' salary. I just think that gets some money off the books. But next question is what Ben Charrington does with that money. I think that we can answer the question fully. But, Charlie Hayes goes, Hayes' father, Charlie, played for Terry Francona in Philadelphia.
Yes,
they
did.
They go back a long time.
Good point. That is a good point. Sorry I snapped on you, but I'm
you're not sorry at all. Come on.
I've just heard his Henry Davis propaganda too much, and it bothers me.
There was a Mark from Fort Lauderdale on Twitter who would always go after me. I don't know if it's the same guy, though.
Charlie Borges, producer extraordinaire, with a list of potential third base free agents. Alex Bregman, too expensive. Eugenio Suarez, too expensive. Justin Turner, too old. Jose Iglesias, platoon guy. Miguel Andujar, former Bucko. So, yeah. I wouldn't say that the answer is in free agency unless the Pirates step way out of their comfort zone and give Suarez or Bregman huge money.
Why would you even bring that up as a... I don't even mean this
I'm
to
not bringing
glib.
It up as a possibility. I just said I don't see it happening.
It's just, come on. It's not...
Yeah.
Let's be serious here.
So that's going to have to happen in a trade, you'd think. Here is Tyler on the fan on the Ke'Bryan Hayes trade. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, guys. So I'm actually kind of torn with this trade. I'm glad about it because, God, dude, the Pirates get rid of some worthless batter. But at the same time, I don't really know if we need to make this kind of trade right now, because this doesn't tell me anything about building to have a better team next year, unless we're going to take the prospects and throw them in the trade for somebody better in the offseason. And from everything I know and I've heard, the management is too not smart to do something like that.
Too not smart. I guess he didn't want to say stupid or dumb because he thought it was disrespectful to those people. No, I'll say it for you. They've earned that label. They've also earned your skepticism, cynicism, as Mulsey has said several times here.
They've richly earned that.
Yes.
Ben Cherington has really, just even independent of the will they spend the money, he has earned more skepticism than almost anyone about would he spend it intelligently.
Here is Jeff in Canonsburg. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, here's my thoughts on the Ke'Bryan trade.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing. Amazing. Because I'll tell you what, for the last how many years, I'm tired of looking at that loopy, ridiculous, pathetic swing.
Oh, you're actually speaking directly to me right now, and you don't even know it, because I have not seen an actual physical... It's like the it's the polar opposite of the Ken Griffey Jr. swing, which is, you know, you could watch it on loop, or Barry Bonds in his prime, the way he'd whip the bat through. Ke'Bryan Hayes looked like he was trying to get the bat to take the slowest and longest way possible to the ball on every swing.
He looked like he was trying to set a record for the number of times he could weakly ground out to the left side of the infield with some kind of hopper or chopper
that
or something along
those lines. That dude's
talking
directly to me with that one. I literally hated watching him swing.
I actually want to go back to Mark here and just apologize a little bit.
Wow.
Because he said something that now is resonating with me. I don't agree with you that Ke'Bryan Hayes is going to turn into a good hitter. However, the idea that we see these guys go and we're convinced they stink. Well, we said that about Clay Holmes a couple of years ago, and he's been outstanding both as a reliever with the Yankees, where he was an all-star, except in some big games, an all-star, and he's been good as a starter with the Mets this year. And the Pirates just gave him away. Look at what Quinn Priester is doing. Quinn Priester, the Brewers have won 11 straight games he started. His record in those games is 9-0. His ERA in those games is 2.60. And the Pirates flipped him for Nick York last year at this time. And we all sat around and said, hey, this is actually a good move. Quinn Priester's never going to be a good major league pitcher. He doesn't throw hard enough. So we'll take a guy that, you know, might profile as a decent hitting middle infielder. And York can't get out of the minor leagues. So that's I guess, a point in your favor here, Chris. And this is why I don't want Ben Cherington to make bigger trades.
This is
because
why
I don't trust him.
This is why I continue to wonder why Ben Cherington's employed. It was going to poison the well about any trade they made, other than something that got unanimously praised as a total slam dunk.
Now, it would genuinely surprise me if Ke'Bryan Hayes ever turned into a good hitter.
Fine.
I don't think he'll ever hit for power. I guess maybe they could make him into a 270 hitter.
If he hits if he just has an OPS that's okay, like I think league average OPS is 720. If he even is that player offensively,
in 2023,
it's a huge win.
He hit 271.
And that was the best year he had that was actually something resembling a full season. And he was a slightly above average offensive player that year.
412-928-9370. If you're just tuning in, the Pirates play in about 10 minutes. They made their first big trade today. Ke'Bryan Hayes is gone, and he's been sent to the division rival Reds. Here is Greg in Youngstown with reaction. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going? You know what? Do I care? Not really. But like Malzi said, I think this guy's going to end up being a good ball player. It's going to smack us in the face. I think this guy wanted out of this town, and he did everything in his power to leave, him and his dad. And I think he's going to be better on the Reds, unfortunately, because every player that leaves here is better. So do I care he's on the team right now? No, I can stand him. But I think he's going to be better in the end, and it's going to make us look stupid.
Okay, Brian Hayes will be back here as a member of the visiting team on August 7th, Pony. What will the reaction be at PNC Park that night?
How many fans are there?
12,131.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get boos, and I don't think he's going to get cheered. I think it's going to be pretty ambivalent towards him.
What if he were to crack a home run to dead center field, which might require him standing on the pitcher's mound?
See,
to hit
I honestly think in those situations there'd be more vitriol for the Pirates team. Management for getting rid of him than there would be at him specifically.
I think more people, if Pirates fans are going to monitor Reds games now, I don't think it's going to be saying it, I hope, oh, he stinks and look at him, buyer beware. I think they're going to be wondering, is he going like 3-for-4 in these games?
Johnny's
is he hitting
next.
Gaps?
Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. You
know, Cabrian, he may not like abandon. Okay? He's going to a team. He's going to, aesthetically, he's going to look good at third in the red and white. But he's going to
Why
a
is
team.
That, by the way? Why would you
it's
say?
It's just, just something about infielders with red and white. They get dirty and they're sliding and Ozzie Smith's doing flips. And
yes, that was the St. Louis Cardinals that you're thinking
of. I know,
of
but it's red and white. It's just not.
So watching
team,
Barry Larkin play shortstop in Cincinnati tickled your fancy.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
What about Sabo? What about Brandon Phillips at second base?
Chris Sabo.
Sabo with the corked bat and the rec specs. And he's named Chris. Kind
but
of an inspiration.
To a team.
Mariano
he's going
Duncan.
To a team that respects their history.
That they do.
The Nuttings do not.
Hold on a second here on that. Hold on a second on that. The Reds haven't made the playoffs since 2013. Or no, that's not true. They made it in the COVID year. But other than that,
much more of a major market than Pittsburgh.
Not.
I'm sorry. And I'm a huge Pirate.
They're not
oh
a major market. They're the same market size, but they just treat opening day like a literal holiday.
No, but to Johnny's point, they draw from a bigger area because they have friends into Kentucky
and
places like that.
It's a springboard. It can be, it's more of a springboard. It's like it's a promotion is what he got. He got an MLB promotion, and then if he's either going to lose it or he's going to go to, like, the Yankees. But, you know, here he's in quicksand, and it's because of the Nuttings. If anything defies
logic. Thanks, Johnny. He's got to take some culpability
also,
for his
it is
own
not a bigger
play.
Hold on. I'm going to be a stick in the mud. There are, like, 100,000 more people in this broad area than there are in Cincinnati.
I understand that, but I think their, like, baseball footprint is a little bit
bigger.
So
do you think they're a bigger
Pittsburgh.
Regional team the way Atlanta used to be when there was no one else in Florida?
Not quite the size of Atlanta, but yeah.
Atlanta became a regional team because they basically, you're saying, get Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana.
Yeah, they get into those areas.
If that's what your argument is geographically,
I mean, I'm not saying
that.
It's like, I think that they're close to analogous.
Johnny's right about this. That franchise hasn't had the success that you would suggest they would if they were like the Cardinals. They absolutely do have it's more of a baseball town. You've said it many times. Opening day is an actual work holiday there.
Yes, but
they shut it down. They love baseball.
They don't have a reputation as a successful franchise, though. They made the playoffs in the COVID year when they had Trevor Bauer, and they went in 2013 and lost the wild card game, obviously. They have not won a playoff series since 1995, when Davey Johnson was the manager and still got fired because Marge Schott was mad that he was living with a woman that wasn't his wife.
Marge Schott should probably have talked. You want to talk about moral Malzi here? Bad woman, Marge Schott. Real bad.
Yes.
One of the worst.
I don't think they have a sterling track record. That you know what they did? They hired Terry Francona, which legitimized their team. And they've been a decent team all year. Not too good, but decent.
I'm not saying this at 1 = 1 here. 1 + 1 = 2. But like, here's a thing that they've done, and maybe people who are true ball knowers and Moneyball types said this was a bad move. They gave a dude who was their talent, their player that came up through their system, Joey Votto, a $220 million contract.
Right.
Like they took that part of it more seriously. Was it a good move in the end? No, but you know why I'm bringing that up.
Yeah, they kept one of their own.
It suggests like a certain level, and they paid probably market rate or even slightly higher.
Mike Florio usually joins us in this spot. He got moved back because of this big trade. He'll jump on Friday and react to Steelers camp. Brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. And JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Here is John in Louisiana on the Key Brian Hayes trade. Hello, John.
Hello. Nothing but a salary dump, guys. And as such, I don't have a lot of faith in Carrington, the owner, to use the money wisely. I mean, as far as the actual trade goes, you're talking about probably the best third baseman in the game defensively for a single-A ball player who, incidentally, isn't going to be around during the scheme's window. So I'm not sure. I mean, you know, you guys are down on A's. I can hear that.
But. Sure, but I mean, do you think he's worth the money? It's not a lot, but do you think he's a $7 million a year third baseman? He hits 230 with no power.
No, I don't.
Let me throw this at you both, though, to be fair. I mean, forget about the money. He was not clearly worth what the Pirates thought he was going to be because they're working on different scales. In free agency, one win above replacement is worth about $8 million. People who do these kind of calculations have come up with that calculation. Sure. Key Brian Hayes is a 1.2 WAR player. By that metric, he is worth the money.
Yeah, but his WAR is tied up in defense, and the WAR stat has admitted that they don't do a great job of measuring defense.
Okay, but if he's, would you agree that a guy who's maybe the best defensive third baseman, that that probably is worth about two wins if you're the best in baseball at it? It's probably worth that much.
I don't know, man.
Honestly, if they've acknowledged in the WAR community that they don't do a good job quantifying defense, they should stop having it as a stat then. Because people, like,
well, they say if you want to do defense, go to ultimate zone rating and things like that, not to bore people with
baseball
jargon.
If you believe in that stat in its legitimacy overall, he's actually getting paid roughly what he is as a player right now. And if he hits at all, he turns into a massive bargain. If he hits even close to league average, I'm not even saying has to get to league average.
I know, it just
he becomes a bargain.
Watching him play every day, it seems like it's an impossibility for him to get there.
Listen, man, I understand that. I guess I'm just, I want to split hairs here and say the thing about this that bothers me the most is that the guy making the trade.
It's rankled you.
Yes. The guy making the deal, even though the guy they get back, who knows, maybe he could turn into something, is not a guy I trust to make a single decision related to the Pittsburgh Pirates' future. And it bugs me that I'm going to be analyzing his moves over the next 36 hours because I wish he was unemployed.
Well said. I wasn't paying attention, though, because I was looking at what Noah Hyles just tweeted about the trade.
I know you weren't. If it were Starkey over there, he'd have said, Malzy, say that again for me.
All right. We will get back to the baseball discussion on The Fan all night long with the reaction to this trade.